Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. The last few days, I've been ministering on a message I've entitled, The Sin of Opposing God, and we've been looking at 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, and this is a period in the life of Saul where Samuel delivered to him the word of the Lord regarding a specific task, which was to utterly destroy the Amalekites. And we see that he disobeys. And we've been looking at stubbornness as not as a virtue, as some people seem to, you know, they humorously say, well, you know, being stubborn can be a good thing. Well, not in terms of spiritual things. And we have been looking at the results of stubbornness and character traits that are evident in a person who is stubborn. And we were reading slowly and carefully verses 13. We got as far as verse 19 in that 15th chapter. And we see that, first of all, self-deception was operating, his inability to perceive the truth, because he actually said, he greeted Samuel. He said, "Blessed be thou of the Lord. I have perform the commandment of the Lord." And then, of course, Samuel says, "Oh, what is this bleating of sheep that I hear?" And then he says, "I will tell you what the Lord has to say to you." And he reminds Saul that when he was little, he was a no one. God chose him to be king over Israel. And he asks, "Why did you not obey the voice of the Lord? Why did you fly upon the spoil?" So there was self-deception operating, the inability to perceive truth. There was carnal thinking, because we will, if our will is not yielded to do the will of the Lord, we can deceive ourselves and convince ourselves to think all sorts of reasons and logical explanations of why what we think and what we're doing is actually the better thing. And maybe you could say Saul was correct in common sense reasoning. It was economically sound to spare the very best of superior animals, but he disobeyed the Lord. And then, you know, it's sometimes in a spiritual realm, what he actually said, he was so deceived there because, well, we thought this was a good thing to do, because this is why we spared them. We wanted a sacrifice to the Lord. And of course, that doesn't carry any weight. We also see that there is self-justification and an argumentative spirit that then comes out in this communication going back and forth between Samuel and Saul. And in verse 20, Saul said unto Samuel, "Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord." See, he's contradicting the prophet. "And I have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought back Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites." And so he's justifying himself. He said, "Well, I did, in spite of what Samuel is telling him, what the Lord told him over in the night when Samuel couldn't sleep." He's justifying himself, and we see that there's a refusal to accept guilt. There's a lack of self-honesty, and what we see in verse 21, which is typical of sin. Let me read that. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. On one hand, he said, "Oh, I did what you said," but now he's putting the blame. "Oh, well, it really wasn't me. It was the people. They wanted to do it, and they wanted to sacrifice to the Lord." So now, that is just the nature of sin. That's the nature of the carnal man, and it's just inbred in our carnal nature. care. Somebody charges you with something, you want to justify yourself, you want to defend yourself, you want to put the blame on somebody else. Adam did that with Eve. It was her fault. And then, of course, Eve said, that was the snake's fault. And so we see in this case that he transferred the blame to the people. And this, well, why am I sharing this in great depth? Because I want you to see the dynamics, the results of stubbornness, the various character traits, because not only can, if we're honest, we can see sometimes this operating in ourselves, but I'm sure you have seen this operating in the lives of other Christians, in the lives of loved ones. And we, you see, God is the Spirit of truth. He desires truth in the inward parts. And Saul was someone who was not yielded to the Lord. He didn't delight to do God's will. The scriptures tell us that David, on the other hand, was a man after God's own heart. He sinned terribly. He committed murder, virtually. He didn't do it with his own hands, but he had Uriah, the husband of Bathsheba, sent to the front line so he would be killed. He committed adultery with Bathsheba. He lusted after her and took her, and it was unlawful. And when Nathan the prophet came to him, he didn't argue. He realized what he had done. He didn't try to justify himself. He didn't argue with Nathan as Saul did with Samuel. What was his response? We see it outlined beautifully in Psalm 51, but he basically said, I have sinned against the Lord. That was his response. Now let's read verses 22 and 23. And this is the heart of what I want us to hear in this time I'm sharing and teaching. And Samuel said, verse 22, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. What a punishment. But what are we seeing here? This is not only the facts, but spiritual truth. And we want to understand the spiritual truth that Samuel is portraying. These are very powerful scriptures, because there is a comparison. Before the Lord, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. And we're going to be looking at that in much greater depth. But we see the dynamics of truth in operation, beloved. When Samuel reveals his real spiritual condition, now remember, I said he was self-deceived. He thought he did a pretty good job. When Samuel speaks the truth, reveals his true spiritual condition, he finally recants. Up to now, he'd been defending himself, but when Samuel says that in verse 24, he says, and Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because, then he gives his reason, his excuse, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. What kind of king was he? What kind of leader? He feared the people because they wanted to do that. There was greed in their hearts. And instead of saying, absolutely not, instead of speaking the word of the Lord and the commandment of the Lord, he gave in to their desires. And so what do we see here? What do we see operating that, beloved? The truth sets free. That's what the scriptures say. But the truth of God, as we see in this situation, it diffuses, it deposes, it destroys, it defeats, and demolishes the strongholds of the enemy. When God, who is very truth, speaks his will and his word and his evaluation of a situation, beloved, that is what is going to stand. Nothing else can take the place of his truth. That is reality. And everything else is a lie. It's sin. It's rebellion. Because that's his very nature. He is the God of truth. There is no There's no darkness in him. There's no sin. There's no iniquity in God. And it is impossible for him to sin or to cause anyone else to sin. He doesn't tempt anyone. He's not tempted because he is who he is. And so, beloved, when we pray, we shouldn't prance around with little timid steps. We need to go for the jugular. We need to understand that God's truth, regardless of what you're praying about, the truth of, that's why it's so important to quote the Word of God when you're in prayer. When you're in prayer coming against the works of the enemy, that's why, that was the dynamic that Jesus used against the devil after his 40 days of fasting in the wilderness when Satan tempted him in the realm of the body, the soul, and the spirit. He said, it is written. He used truth to destroy the attack of the father of lies. And so, beloved, what do we see? Hebrews 4 and 12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Beloved, sinners will stand before the throne of the white throne judgment, the great judgment seat of God. But beloved, we will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and we'll be receiving our rewards. God will not judge us for our sins because they are covered by the blood of the Lamb, but we will lose blessings, we will lose rewards because we have walked in a carnal way. The carnal man is enmity against God. That's why the Word tells us over and over, walk in the Spirit, be filled with the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Beloved, these are serious, very profound truths. And so let's go back to basics. Why am I sharing all that? It's because of an impure heart, wrong motivation. That's what was going on in Saul. Well, my time is gone and I must bring this broadcast to a close. There's such depth, there's such meat in these scriptures. And so we're going to continue on, and I hope you can be with me on tomorrow's broadcast. But for now, I must bring this broadcast to a close. Say, if you have prayer needs, if you're battling this, or you've got others that are just bound with that spirit of stubbornness, right, there's power in agreeing prayer. I love you. Thank you for listening. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.